Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm your host, Lauren Elizabeth, and wow, do I sound chipper today. I sound extra chipper because I'm trying to talk loud. We are practicing, and by we, I mean not me, professionals, for the Air and Water Show in Chicago, which means there are planes constantly flying over my home. And also, my boyfriend decided to be loud this morning. He's upstairs just chitting and chatting, just acting like he has more important things to do than the podcast. What's that about? I don't know. Let's jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. Okay, you guys, my best mood this week is I'm clearly feeling good. I just feel so prepared. I feel like maybe now that I know it's happening in the next 2 weeks, I know it's technically like three, but my doctor is like pretty convinced, like not really entertaining the whole like 39-week situation. Like she's having me come in earlier next week. She was like, I won't be surprised if it happens in the next week. So I'm not getting my hopes up. I mean, I know she's coming eventually and like we just want her healthy and to come whenever she's ready. I'm not getting like too like crazy, but I am feeling just really excited because now we're less than a month away. We really only have like 2 weeks tops. So we're good. And I feel so prepared. Like my mom's been helping me. My friends have been helping me. And I feel like I kind of just truly finally have all my ducks in a row. And it took a couple weeks. And we're going to talk about it in Mood for Thought of like everything I've kind of prepared. But I really do feel good. Like there's technically nothing I need to do besides work. Like that's literally the only thing I don't have prepared is content. My worst mood is obviously just that my body is broken and I like don't know how to describe it if you've never been pregnant before, but it's just like I feel like I have broken bones like in my pelvic region. I don't know if it's because they're like getting ready to like stretch and like widen or something. I'm like a very narrow person. And then it's just, you know, your belly is so big and it's like on your back. So it's like my pelvis, my back, like it's just really hard to move around and to do anything. Like getting up and off a couch and getting like out of bed to go pee every 5 seconds is seriously a workout. I tried to get up off the floor like an hour ago without using my hands because I had stuff in my hands. And it was like I had to perform an acrobatic routine to get to my feet. Like I'm not well. And I'm still trying to push myself. Like I've gone on 2 really long hot girl walks the past 2 days because I kind of want to get my body prepared, get it like loosey goosey, get it some endurance going up because, you know, labor is going to be like a marathon. And it's felt like really, really good. So I think just like stretching and knowing that it's, you know, we're almost at the finish line and you might have to pee all the time, whatever, like the belly's going away soon, she's coming out. It's like you also just feel like all these hands and feet and limbs. Like I don't even know how to describe. Like if someone woke up with the belly that I have out of nowhere, they would literally think they got possessed by an alien and like freak the fuck out and go to the hospital. Like it is the craziest, wildest shit I've ever felt in my life. And it's obviously like really fucking cool that I can feel my legitimate child. It's not just like, oh, there's a little kick. It's like, oh my god, that's a fucking foot. So it's honestly like pretty cool, but at the same time, like, it's like we can't do this forever. We're breaking down. We're literally not able to walk at this point. Like going up the stairs, see you later. Our first partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. You guys know I'm obsessed with it, and initially I gave it a try because when moving to the Midwest, there wasn't a lot of green things. I didn't have a supplement routine. I was kind of out of that LA lifestyle, but I still really wanted to take care of myself, and I was just tired of trying to figure it all out with so many things. And the single solution that supports my entire body and covers all my nutritional bases every day is AG1. I know everyone talks about this, but it's for a reason. Like, everyone I know is obsessed with it, like including me. My friends always ask me for my link. I love drinking it in the morning before like a workout, aka just like a hot girl walk, and making coffee, just anything before I start my day. It really just makes you feel like, okay, I already did one amazing thing for my body. I'm unstoppable. I'm ready to go. It's truly like life-changing. AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients to support whole body health. It really is going to replace your multivitamin, probiotic, all in one simple drinkable habit. It's a science-driven formula of vitamins, probiotics, whole food source nutrients. It's really just like raising the standard for quality in the supplement category. It's going to help you build your health foundation first. I know we're always looking for mood boosters and life upgrades, which is why we love and trust AG1, especially if you're someone who's lazy and like doesn't have a lot of time. I'm like not calling you out. I'm just saying like this is so easy. It's like a scoop packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, all this stuff. And you're going to feel mood support, you're gonna feel boosted energy, and just have like healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. Like, you're really gonna feel amazing, you guys. So if you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/mood. That's drinkag1.com/mood and check it out. Is hiring a challenge? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge, you guys. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline your hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates, and with Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed US data. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy, because I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to like go out of my way. Indeed is going to do all the hard work for me. It's going to show me all the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit my description immediately after I post, so I can just hire faster. And it only matches you with quality candidates, and instantly. Candidates you invite to apply are literally 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who just see it in a job search, according to their data as well. So everything is just quick and so streamlined. Even better for us, Indeed is the only job site where you only pay for applicants that actually meet your must-have requirements. It's an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So you can join the 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job at Indeed.com/mood. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/mood. Just go to Indeed.com/mood and support the show by saying you heard about it on the podcast. That's Indeed.com/mood. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Mood boosting. I have some good mood boosters this week because I've been trying a lot of new products. I feel like I'm really leaning into self-care because, like I've said before, maybe mostly in the vlogs, I just need to know how good it feels so that I remember to take care of myself. We cannot say that enough times, you guys, because it's so easy to not put on your oxygen mask first. Obviously, like, my baby's oxygen mask, like, a little more important right now, but you know, like, once we start getting in the groove, a shower would be nice. So first favorite is the Ulla Henriksen lip balm. I'm gonna Google the like actual thingamabobber, hold on. Okay, so the reason I'm obsessed with this lip balm, apparently it was like sold out for a while, I think, but it's called the Pout Preserve Peptide Lip Balm. I posted it on my story already saying like it's amazing, because it is. And so it has these like lip specific peptides in it, so it's gonna make your lips look better. And it has all these like crazy kind of like mango seeds, cloudberry oil, like whatever the fuck that all means. It's clean, and I just really feel like even when my lips are chapped and I put it on, you know how like sometimes you'll put on chapstick and then you'll like afterwards have to kind of exfoliate your lips? I feel like this like it actually just exfoliates my lips, like not actually exfoliates, but it's like I put it on and instead of having to like rub my lips and get all the crusty dead skin off after, it just kind of like actually fills in in my lips. And like, I guess it actually does say that it visibly plumps lips with hydration, smooths fine lines. It's like an advanced lip treatment. So it says that skin concerns are fine lines, wrinkles, dryness, loss of firmness, and elasticity. I really feel like it works, you guys. Like, I'm addicted to it. I have been even like taking it from like downstairs to upstairs. I'm just so impressed. It's like the only thing that actually makes my lips better. So it's 100% been a mood booster because I hate the feeling of chapped lips and I love the feeling of having my shit together with good lips. So 10 out of 10, recommend. My next 10 out of 10 is the Skims Boxers. My boyfriend and I actually went to Nordstrom last week after, was it after the doctor? Yeah, we literally got checked out of triage and the whole time we were in the hospital, I was like, I just want to go to Nordstrom. I don't want to be here. And so we literally finally got checked out, discharged, and went to Nordstrom and I got some more Skims stuff. Did I tell you guys that last week? Pregnancy brain. I feel like maybe I already told you this. Oh my God. But even if I did, I hadn't tried on. Or maybe no, I think I said it in the vlog. See, you guys, I'm going crazy. I'm so sorry. I got a bunch of Skims boxers. So like not the underwear, because I really like their full coverage cotton underwear. I got the actual like kind of like loungy boxers in two different materials. One is like the cotton and one is this more jersey material. Holy shit. Like, I wish I got this so like much sooner in my pregnancy. I'm obviously gonna wear it postpartum, like just in general. It's gonna be like probably way cuter because I'm gonna have these like cute like high-waisted boxers on, but right now like there's no such thing as high-waisted on my body. I don't have a waist anymore. And they are literally the most comfortable things I've ever put on my body. Like, sleeping in them is absolute perfection. I love having, like, going to bed and knowing that, like, ooh, I'm in my, like, Skims. So my Skims tank top, my Skims boxers. So, like, if my water breaks, like, I won't be mad. Like, I got my shit together. I'm ready to go. It's just a really good feeling. And I feel like Skims isn't that expensive. It's just, it really is good stuff, you guys. I'm obsessed. So Skims boxers, not underwear. 10 out of 10. I mean, everything Skims. But that's my latest, like, current fixation. And then my final mood booster is bye-bye nails. I got rid of my nails. We have no more Gel X tips on my nails. It's obviously, you know, the end of an era for now. It's slightly upsetting, but I was really ready to get them off because it was stressing me out. I didn't want to have them on and like accidentally go into labor, even though, like, you know, that's just kind of like me being anxious and stressed for no reason. And it's crazy because like my nails are totally fine. I think Gel X like really makes a difference. They look so healthy and they're like actually kind of long. I feel like I need to actually file them for when she's here. But yeah, I think I'm just gonna like keep taking my prenatals, and I've been using a lot of different hand oils and creams and serums because I really like that shit. And so I'm just gonna let them get like really healthy. I know I'm gonna go back to Gel X eventually, but it is a nice mood booster being like fresh, clean, and like not having to worry. It's mostly like a mood booster because I don't have to worry. Like, I don't have to be thinking, oh, when do I need to go get gel? When do I need to go get a removal? When can I get my next manicure? It's like, I don't have to like worry about any of that shit. I probably won't get a manicure till like the holidays, to be honest. You guys know I've been introducing you to a product that over 500,000 parents, including me, are going to use to help their baby sleep. It's the Dreamland Baby Weighted Sleep Sack and Swaddles. My best friend has a 2-month-old and actually has been having trouble with getting him to actually sleep and just ordered it. But she was like, I listened to the podcast. I actually need this product so bad and was going to order it. Like, send me your link. And she got it for her little boy. And he actually slept for 5 hours straight, which he was waking up like every 60 to 90 minutes. She was going insane. So I was like, I'm just like influencing her baby to sleep. Like, I get to be number one best friend. So Dreamland Baby started with Tara, a mom who couldn't get her baby to sleep as well. She was exhausted, frustrated, and in search of answers. And this was her solution. It's a gently weighted sleep sack that your baby can safely wear to help them feel calm, fall asleep faster, and stay asleep longer. It's truly genius. It's award-winning, and it is doctor-approved. It's a dream-weighted sleep sack that's going to evenly distribute weight from your baby's shoulders to your toes that naturally reduces the stress, allowing your little one to relax and sleep soundly. Just like how a weighted blanket helps us adults, these gently weighted sleep sacks are going to help your your baby feel calm and like you're like they're having a hug, you know, like they, you're still holding them. And they can actually do anything in this sack that they can do in a non-weighted sleep sack. So it's not like weighing them down or anything. If you have a baby that's really having difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, which I mean, who doesn't? But still, like if you're kind of like at your wit's end, this really is the safe and effective product you need. I know I already have two hanging up in the closet ready to go because this mama loves her sleep. I know it's gonna be tough, but hey, this is why we love Dreamline Baby. They're gonna help us get some extra sleepsies. The best news is they're offering an exclusive discount code for Mood listeners. So just head to dreamlandbabyco.com and use code Mood at checkout, and you're gonna get 20% off and get the sleep you deserve. You know the problem with fads, they come and go. So when it comes to weight management plans, you need a long-term solution, and that solution is Noom. There's no magic pill, but there is the approach backed by science. They use science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Noom's psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. I'm really excited to get on my Noom journey after I give birth because I know it's going to be a mental like game with me. It's going to be something so new, and I know that Noom is going to really help me get through it. The best part is you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. So based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helped them change their habits and behaviors for good, which is just absolutely amazing. Noom helps you understand the science behind your eating choices. We love information and logic and all that stuff. It's personalized and it's easy to follow. It's going to help you grow your confidence. They're just going to give you the knowledge and wisdom you need to make informed choices about what you eat. I really just absolutely love how we're connecting the mind and body. And like I said, I'm so excited to start my Noom journey and just take control of my health again. You can sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today. Okay, so we are feeling prepared. We are feeling good. My mood for thought this week is I feel so ready, and I've gotten so many tips and so many pieces of advice, and I've gone through so many moods to get where I am that these are kind of like the main things that I've done and that I feel are making me just feel really good right now, and actually some things that have been helpful. I am so lucky that I'm not the first one in my friend group to have a baby. I think that like that is something you obviously can't control, but just like finding someone that you can like actually talk to and ask questions that's in your life that maybe isn't like TikTok, because everyone's experience is so different. So even when it comes to like packing your hospital bag and like setting up your nursery and like how you're feeling as you approach your due date, it's just like everything is just such a clusterfuck and it can be so overwhelming. And I felt like my coping mechanism, which clearly like I'm feeling great, so it obviously worked, is just getting as prepared as possible. So my first like tip and stuff is don't wait. Like if you feel like packing your hospital bag and setting up your nursery, don't let anyone tell you that it's like too soon or too early or you should just wait. Like just do whatever the fuck you want. Like it's your life. It's gonna make you feel better. And I think that's what I kind of was constantly explaining to people, of like they're like, you don't need to do that. And I'm like, I don't care that you think that. It's for me to feel better. Like I do for like my own mood, you know what I mean? It does take a while, I will say, to like set up your nursery and all that stuff. So I feel like starting it earlier is actually better, because it's like, why just wait to make it be chaotic and stuff, which is something I would totally do. But I'm actually glad I've had a lot of time to like think through how I want it set up, order some more things, and now I feel like it's at a place where it's really ready to go. Is it as decorated as I want? No, which I feel like is surprising. I feel like everyone probably thought I was like gonna be this influencer with this like perfectly decorated nursery, and when I tell you the walls of like the color of the walls of my nursery drive me like absolutely fucking crazy, I mean it. It's really ruins my life. It's not good for my mental health, the color of these walls. But at the end of the day, like I've just had so many other things to prioritize. And my mom keeps saying like, let's just get it painted. But it's not top of mind. Like I feel like if I don't go into labor in like the next week, maybe I'll like have a painter come through, because she'll be in the bassinet in the bedroom. And so like now the bassinet is actually in the bedroom, which like it wasn't for the past few weeks, mostly because I have to film in the nursery. But I will say, like, getting organized and getting familiar with your nursery is actually great, because one of the biggest tips that I took away from TikTok was when you're setting up your nursery, you are like plugging everything in, you're unboxing everything, but you don't learn how to use it. This girl was like, I plugged everything, I set everything up, and I got home and I realized there was all these gadgets basically that I just didn't even know how to actually use. So what I've been focusing on now is that now that everything's pretty and all the products are in, it's like setting up the sound machine. Like you have to you have to hook it up, you have to connect it to your phone, you have to get it to work. Like the baby monitor, you have to like sync it with your phone, you have to hook it up, you have to get it to work. My bassinet connects to my phone, I had to do that. Like the wipe warmer, I had to like put wipes in it, plug it in, like just all those little like techie things, and like the sound machines on the go, just anything like that. Actually familiarize yourself with it so that no matter what your baby likes and what your baby uses, you at least know how to use all this shit and you're not trying to figure out technology at the same time of trying to like take care of a newborn. So that's like a huge tip that I took. And obviously like organizing and stuff in your nursery is great, but I'm like really under the impression that I feel like once I know my routine and what my baby needs more, I might like switch things around in the drawers and stuff, but at least they're ready to go. I think separating clothes just by size is the best way to go because you just don't know how big your baby is going to be. You don't know how fast you're going to go through things. But as long as everything's folded, like washed and dried and folded, I feel like a lot of people maybe don't realize you have to do all the laundry beforehand because you have to wash everything so it's like clean and sanitary before your baby touches it, especially if you like got it like in store or whatever. So I've washed every single baby blanket, I've washed every single onesie, but I've organized everything so I don't know what I'm gonna need and what I'm gonna like, but I know exactly where everything is. I know where the sleep sacks are, I know where the 0 to 3 months are, where the 3 to 6 months stuff is, and the diapers, etc., etc. So those are like some of my biggest nursery tips that have like nothing to do with decor. Then we have hospital bags, because these are like the two main things you're preparing before you bring your baby home, right? And for hospital bag, I would say you're gonna see all this content and like everyone has an opinion. Some people like have that, like my most like annoying opinion is like, you don't need that. And literally catch me if I turn into one of those moms that's like, you don't need to do that. But I would say for hospital bags, my biggest tip is to familiarize yourself with your actual hospital, because everyone's is so different. So like you might see someone on the internet be like, oh my God, you need to pack snacks. Like I needed snacks at my hospital. Once you're admitted, you're not allowed to eat. So that like for me, like I 2 weeks ago thought that I needed to make sure to pack snacks and stuff. Like it doesn't work like that. Every hospital is really, really different, like especially with different rules of like what you can record, how many visitors you can have, like if you can eat, like blah, blah, blah. So I would just really familiarize yourself with like your labor and delivery experience, because it's going to be different from everyone. And then you can kind of go to people's videos and stuff and think, okay, what do I really need? Like there's some stuff that I don't know, but for instance, like I ordered the stroller fan because I was like, okay, so many people reached out to me and said, get the stroller fan. And I mean, I'm going to have to attach it to the stroller at some point anyway. So like, fuck it, let's get it. Everyone says sound machines on the, like the portable sound machines. I already had those. That's easy. Charged them up, threw them in the bag. So I kind of went through and overpacked a tiny bit. I wouldn't say a lot. Like I think that another thing with the hospital is like, how much stuff are they going to give you? Usually hospitals give you like a ton of free shit. So if you really want to bring your stuff, because like that's how you are 100%. But I know that like I'm not going to bring my Frida mom stuff to the hospital because the hospital is going to have everything I need. And I don't want to just like waste space and like pack stuff to pack stuff. So I'm keeping it all at home and just packing like my actual personal stuff that I need, like 2 pairs of pajamas, blanket, pillow. I've been in triage enough times now for 2 hours each time. So 2, 4, 6, I've been in triage for 6 hours total and have been so wildly uncomfortable that I'm like, I don't give a fuck what anyone says about bringing your own pillow and blanket. Like I'm 100% doing it because I could be there a while and time does not fly when you're uncomfortable. So I know I got a lot of mixed feedback on that, but I think at least going to the triage, I was just like, fuck this, I'm bringing my own. Just like, don't be afraid of like judgment. Like if you like want to bring something and you don't don't end up using it, like, who the fuck cares? Like, just put whatever you want in your hospital bag. Mine's, like, truly not anything crazy. It's, like, shower shoe. Like, it's stuff that I honestly didn't even want to pack. But I was like, I'm just going to do it because everyone tells me to. Because in my brain, I'm like, I'm fine. I don't need it. I'm fine. Like, I'm literally not okay. Like, I feel like people don't realize, like, how disgusting I am. I'm like, why would I need shower shoes? Like, am I really going to take a shower? And it's like, Lauren, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I hope you take a shower. Like, you're gonna be sweating like ew. So I just packed all the stuff that I needed to pack. And once you have it all in, like right now the nursery is completely set up in my hospital bag and the diaper bag. So I did the diaper bag for all of the baby's stuff. And then I did the hospital bag, the bays one, with all of my stuff. They're like sitting on the floor, ready to go. I have a list of the things that like aren't in the bag. And I know that it's like, you know, it's stuff like the pillow and it's all that stuff. But I just wanted to make sure to write it down so that if I'm in pain or I'm not thinking straight, Matt knows what to grab. And then I also walked through everything with my mom so that if we forget anything or we're like thinking of something, one example is like I didn't pack my pump, like my breast pump, because it's like a lot of parts and it's really big and stuff. And so I showed my mom where all that stuff is. So like after the baby's born, if we like immediately start having issues with breastfeeding or just like anything like that, like she knows exactly where it is. It's 10 minutes away. She's going to run home. She's going to grab it. So just like kind of having those plans in place, delegating all that stuff, it's like we're ready to go. Like we're 100% ready to go. So I'm going to do a full YouTube and Instagram, TikTok, like all the visual elements. I'm going to do a full nursery reveal and hospital bag video. Those are like actually being filmed today, so that they're ready to go so that I don't accidentally go into labor because I'm already like contracting and getting really uncomfortable. But we persevere. Like we record the podcast with COVID. We record the podcast with contractions. Like honestly, I'm starting to feel more and more like a superhero as I get more uncomfortable and as I get in more pain. I'm like, I'm literally amazing. Like I've never felt so empowered in my life. So get pregnant. Like that's my recommendation for the week. Okay, so I will talk to you guys next week. Please keep me in your thoughts and prayers. Healthy baby, healthy labor and delivery. And I will talk to you guys on the gram, Lauren Elizabeth, in the meantime. Love you. Bye.